up, guys? It is the Laces Out Finkel Show. I am back again. It is Tuesday, December 4th. I am your Beer League unrestricted free agent, your retired softball legend, your middle school co-city champ, three-point machine. I am, of course, a Dallas Stars supporter, and I am an Atlanta Hawks fan, if albeit for one evening. Thank you to the Atlanta Hawks fans, because they are also KD, Kevin Durant, heckler extraordinaires. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the video. The Atlanta Hawks played the Golden State Warriors last night in Atlanta, and those beautiful people in ATL, Hotlanta, started the Draymond Hates You chant when Kevin Durant was on the free throw line, and it just really warmed my heart as a Kevin Durant hater, because he's a snake. He is a dirty kid. He doesn't like to be on teams that struggle. He wants to go where everyone wins the champions. He wants to go where everybody knows your name. Golden State Warriors, everybody hates the game. NBA sucks. I don't like when guys do that, the super teams. Anyway, shout out to the Atlanta Hawks fans. I, of course, am Fink, Laces Out Finkel. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Laces Out Finkel. Again, at Laces Out Finkel. And as of yesterday, I have a Facebook page for the show. So go check it out. It is the Laces Out Finkel Show. So it's the space Laces Out Finkel, un word, show. The space Laces Out Finkel space show. Look on Facebook. I'm sure I'll be posting about it here in the next couple of days. And as usual, check out my Patreon, because I have a total of 0 followers on Patreon. That is patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. You get exclusive content for $5. I'm going to switch it up, guys. I don't think it's working out so far. I know when to call myself a failure, and it's every morning when I look in the mirror. No, I am going to restructure things on there, but I do have some more exciting news. I am starting to kind of gain some traction with sponsors, and I know that you guys will be hearing those before, sometimes during and after the shows, but I'm not stopping this little train that I've been riding on, the podcast train into stardom. Anyway, if you guys know a sponsor or a merch company, anyone that wants to reach out to me and maybe be a part of the show, I'm not even necessarily looking for money. I'm just looking to get my name out there so people can hear what I have to say. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's most important, is people hearing what I have to say. Today I've got a couple of topics that I want to go over with you. First and foremost, I say first and foremost a lot. That's the first topic. No, the first topic is the XFL has expanded now into Dallas. So Dallas is going to be the home of an XFL team. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. You know, but Houston's also getting a team, and so we got to kind of deal with that. But I am going to bring up the fact that I do want Houston to acquire another pro sports franchise, and we'll kind of get into that as well as the show continues. But moving on. I don't really know why I used the gong for that moment, but it was just it felt right. I will use this because the Stars won last night in sweet fashion. And the reason I say that is because I was in a suite last night. I did an episode yesterday about the hockey community and how fantastic it is and how tight-knit of a community it is as well. And the reason that I also kind of did that episode, one, because I had some awesome people reach out to me that I talked with at bladeshades.com, which I told you guys all about yesterday, as well as the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. Really cool group up in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And it made me realize how cool of a community it was, because I went skating yesterday at the Farmers Branch Dr. Pepper Star Center, and, you know, just got a little pracky in, a little stick and puck, and met this guy, Mike, and really just, the thing that was cool, see how I cut myself off from saying first and foremost? What was cool is the guy didn't have a hockey bag. And if any of you know how much equipment hockey players have to carry, you know that it's a substantially large bag. This guy had a trash can, a plastic trash can with all of his equipment. So to me, that was hilarious. I knew that I had to talk to this guy. So I strike up a small conversation. Do you guys skate here? You guys come here often? You guys skate here often? You know, is it a pretty busy stick and puck on a Monday, 11:30? And, you know, what are you doing? What brings you here? And I mentioned, oh, well, I've got the day off, and I think I'm going to be heading to the Stars game tonight. I am going to be heading to the Stars game tonight. It's Ben Bishop bobblehead night, and I must receive my free bobblehead. I did. And so he goes, oh, we're also going to the Stars game. You should join us. I've got a suite. I work for a company, and I wanted to see how a suite would work out for us. Enchanté, I say. And anywho, end up going to the game last night. They won 4-1. It was a scrappy game. Ken Hitchcock back in Dallas for the first time since he cried wolf and said, I wanted to retire, and then came out of retirement again for the second time. And anywho, it was just a great game. Connor McDavid did not play last night. He is more or less one of the top three players in the league right now. But full circle, it was really awesome. It was one of those moments where I was questioning whether I really wanted to go play stick and puck or, you know, practice at all. I was just not 100% into it. Yesterday, I was supposed to go with some friends, and unfortunately, due to work constrictions, like a snake, I just wasn't able to go with anyone, so I went solo. So I would recommend, if you're questioning things, like, should I go do this? Do it. You never know what's going to come of it, because yesterday, I ended up getting to sit in a suite for the first time ever. Well, not the first time ever. I've sat in suites many a times before because I'm very important with your pinky in the air. No, I've sat in a suite a couple of times at the AAC in the ballpark. It's just a fun environment. You have a lot of food there. Yeah. Shut. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. It was free food. You would do the same thing if you were me. But it was a great game, 4-1. Stars win, Stars win. Do one more. I do have a bit of sad news. I am the not-so-proud owner of two fantasy football teams, the Han Job Solos and, much to my chagrin, as of December 4th, 2018, the Han Job Solos have been eliminated not from one, but both playoff races. Yes. Yes, it's true. We have flushed away our seasons. We are no longer even an afterthought in fantasy football. I just want to thank all of the little people for the run that we had this year. It was a, how do I say it? It was a tough season. I just want to first thank the fans for your support. I would also like to thank the owners for not caring about the support of the fans. And lastly, I would really like to thank Kareem Hunt for being a large piece of garbage.
Why you know as friends?
You are an embarrassment to society, sir, and you have cost many a people not just money, because that's not what's important here. You have cost us respect, like a slap in the face. Respect. I'm out of the playoffs. I don't care about football anymore, guys. Football sucks again. Football's stupid. It's a clown show. The referees are against the players. The players are against the referees. It's like a big old cat fight. It's just... oh, it's so frustrating. I would, one, never recommend playing in a fantasy football league with more than 12 teams. Because I am in a fantasy football league with 20 teams, and it's a joke. It's run by... how do I say... a fool. It's run by a fool. He's a cheater. I'm calling him out right now because he changed the rules. He traded to get the player that he wanted because he was not around for the first pick. And he was too... yeah. He was a chicken. And he should not have switched those around. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Am I sour? Cha! I'm sour. I don't like being beaten by anyone. So, screw 20-team leagues. That's a joke. I have 3 defenses on my team just so someone else can't have one. I am going to play spoiler. I hope I ruin someone's season. And I hope I take them down with me. Down to the pits of hell. Ah. My crowd getting pumped up. Yeah. Anywho, football is basically over for me. Because fantasy football is more or less all I care about. Other than now, my next topic, what a segue. Dallas is getting an XFL team. What are we going to name it? What are we going to name it? Whoa. I don't know. So I posed the question on my Instagrams yesterday. If you were to name the new Dallas franchise, the new XFL Dallas franchise, what would it be? I have a couple of answers here that I compiled. And some of them are good, some of them are funny, some of them are... I question why you would name them this. Some of them, there's one in particular I actually kind of, I'm like, okay, I can see that. But I saw the ha 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 emoji afterwards. So I don't know exactly if it was meant as a joke. But first off, someone said the Dallas Bandits. I kind of like that one. Oh, okay, I kind of like that one. That one's not too bad. Yeah, that's not bad. I actually do like this one. The Dallas Death Stars. Because, you know, Star Wars, can't go wrong with Star Wars references, but I know it's because AT&T Stadium looks like the Death Star. This next one is a joke, but the Dallas White Rocks. Cocaine, everybody! I like that one. This is the one where it had the ha 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 emoji face afterwards, but I'm actually, like, kind of curious. I think it would work. And that is the Dallas Deacons. The Dallas Deacons. I don't know. I think it would work. It sounds cool. It's the DD. I don't know. To me personally, the Dallas Deacons, out of the ones that I was given, is in my top 3. Top two. Then we have the Dallas Texans, which is, I'm curious about that one because, one, NFL team in Houston, they are already called the Texans, so that would be a little weird because you would be copying them. But there is already a Dallas Texans team. The Dallas Texans used to play in the American Hockey League back in the 40s. Look it up. And the reason I know that is not because I'm super, super intelligent about the history of hockey. It's because I bought a hat from the Stars game. It has D Texans on it. So, I looked it up because I'm a Googler. So the Dallas Texans was a hockey team. So in that, I mean, yeah, maybe that'd be cool. I just don't want the team to be blue, white, or silver in any way, shape, or form at all. I don't want the Dallas XFL franchise to have any association with a star logo, with any of that. And it's not because I think it's bad, But you have the Dallas Stars, you have the Cowboys. There's just no reason. I mean, even the Mavericks have a little star on one of their logos. Like, there's just no point. And I'm getting so fed up with every single Texas team has to be, yee-haw, welcome to Texas, y'all. Boom, boom, boom. We're a bunch of Cowboys down here. What do you say? Ding, boom, boom, boom. So obnoxious. I think that's why I have such an affinity for the Stars and how their logo is, because, yes, we got it from Minnesota, and they were the North Stars, and you can't call a team from the South the North Stars, because that doesn't make any sense. But you have the Dallas Cowboys, again, yee-haw, yee-haw, ting. You have the San Antonio Spurs, ching, 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 yee-haw, ting. You have the Texans, ping. The Rangers, ting. I don't need a soundboard for this one. I'm getting a little lightheaded doing that, by the way. I will say the one thing about Houston. Ugh, can't believe I'm good. I'm going to say two good things about Houston in this podcast, so prepare yourselves. One, the Rockets, I hate the Houston Rockets. I hate CP3. I hate James Harden. I don't like Houston. That being said, it's a clever name. Same thing with, you know what? I even hate the Astros more. But I will say, I respect the name. The Astros used to have a way better, cooler name. But it was, again, the epitome of, because they were the Colt 45s. Not like in the rap song, but literally the gun. Fun fact. My grandpa, he was a scout for the Colt 45s. Ding! Yeah! But the name Astros and the Rockets, because of NASA down in Houston, where the Rockets are launched from. It's clever. And it's not yeehaw, pow, 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 hlit, puh, ting. That's why the XFL, I just hope that, because Houston's getting an XFL team too, I just really hope that they aren't both yeehaws, Quick Draw McGraw's yeehaws. If they name the team the Dallas Quick Draw McGraw yeehaws, I will never watch sports again. But the one name that on this list, and okay, it is because it has a little bit of a hockey background, but the name that I thought that I would love for this team to be is the longer than I expected, that's what she said, the Dallas Highlanders. I think, one, there can only be one Highlander. And two, if you've ever seen the movie Goon, that's the name of the team that he plays for, the Halifax Highlanders. So, I think that would be a fun name, personally. But what do I know? I'm just the host of the show. I'm just the guy that's sitting in this studio, cough, cough, not apartment couch. But let me know. Let me know what you guys think. And girls, of course. Guys and gals. Because I think it could be fun. I somewhat jokingly said, oh, look, a Dallas football team I can finally get behind. You guys know I don't like the Cowboys with Jerry Jones or Jason Garrett. On to the next related topic to what I just spoke about, but different sport. We're into my territory now. This morning, Gary Bettman announced that the board of trustees, or whatever they're called, they announced a new, wait, here it comes, that's not what I wanted, there we go, that's a little more, sound the horns, everybody, come on, and one for good measure. Seattle's getting a hockey team, an NHL hockey team. So, I think 21-22 is the inaugural season. I will say one thing. This is where the nice thing about Houston comes into play. The second nice thing about Houston comes into play. After all of this is said and done, the Arizona Coyotes will be shifted into the Central Division. And that is the division that the Stars are currently in. It's also, in my very biased opinion, but the numbers show, the toughest division in all of hockey. With the teams like, and I know that a lot of these, well, a couple of these teams fantastically are doing terribly. The St. Louis Blues and Chicago Blackhawks, they're doing poorly.
I could not be happier about that.
Let me just clearly state that. But Chicago in the last couple of, in the last decade has been a force to be reckoned with. St. Louis
has always just been there.
But you have Nashville, who seems to always win the Western Conference, at least the best record. They hung a banner, which is more like a participation award, saying, Western Conference best record 2017-2018, we did it. Because they didn't win the Stanley Cup, nor the Western Conference. So, but you have the Colorado Avalanche, who has arguably the top line in hockey with McKinnon. Can't remember the other two guys' names. Oh, what an embarrassment I am. They have the top line in hockey. Mike Modano tweets about it regularly. He watches that team. I think Mike Modano's a little bit more of a Colorado fan than he is a Dallas fan, and I don't know if I appreciate that. You have the Dallas Stars. You have the Winnipeg Jets. Patrick Laine, arguably a top five player in the league. The goal differential is always the highest out of the entire NHL for that league. And then you put the Arizona Coyotes into that league. And Arizona is already struggling. They've made a couple of moves this season, questionable at best. They've got one of the most entertaining dudes on their staff, Paul Bissonnette. Now, mind you, they do have time to add a couple more pieces and get better and compete. But you're going to be playing in the toughest division in hockey, and you're already a pretty bad franchise. And I spoke to someone with a lot of knowledge on the topic. They said that the arena is already 40 to 45 minutes away from the city of Phoenix, which is, you know, obviously a huge city. So if they can't get an arena closer to the city, you may see this team move. And strategically, because now it's in the Central Division, the next big city in line is Houston. And as much as it pains me to say this, because it's one of my favorite arguments to throw at someone from Houston, when they're like, well, the Astros won a championship, and the Rockets went to the playoffs last year, and the Texans have won eight straight.
But can you keep or get a hockey team, Houston? No.
Granted, they did have the Arrows, a minor league hockey team. They lost them, kind of like the Minnesota North Stars lost them. It was a lot of it had to do with management and poor real estate decisions, and the fact that the arena didn't necessarily want to re-sign, and blah-da-dee-blah-da-dee-blah. But I want Houston to get a franchise. Arizona doesn't exactly scream hockey. Now, I know Houston doesn't really either. Dallas doesn't extremely, you know, doesn't exactly scream hockey. But this state needs, this team, the Dallas Stars, the focus is Bach. The Stars really need a true rival. I don't like the Kings. I hate the Blues. I can't stand the Ducks. But the Kings and Ducks, they're rivals in themselves because they're interstate. Not to mention San Jose. And the Blues have been around longer than the Stars, so they have pre-existing rivalries because of history. The only real, and I spoke a little bit about this, the only real rival that, Dallas has is, I guess, more or less Minnesota, because they're super jelly that we got the team and got a cup down here. But I don't know. I think it would be good for the city of Houston, and it would be great for the state of Texas to have an interstate rivalry.
And it would give us a chance to beat Houston at something else.
Let's be real. That's more or less what it's all about, is beating Houston at other things. So Seattle is going to be getting a team. I think something that we'll go into on my next episode, I was suggested this topic. I will kind of fill a lot of you in on the draft process. Because as some of you may know, Vegas's inaugural season, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And a lot of people argued, well, the draft, the way that they were allowed to draft and the players that were available to them were some of them top-tier players. Now, not all of them. You had guys like Carlson who basically scored more points in the playoffs than he had in his entire career up to that point, or entire season before. Marchessault wasn't exactly an NHL all-star. I think really the only guy on that entire team where they picked him up and someone said, damn, they got him, was Marc-Andre Fleury, the flower, man between the pipes. But then he went down with injury, so they had a revolving door of goalies. They've got a great coaching staff in Vegas. I'm a sucker for cool uniforms. You guys all should know that by now. I'm a sucker for a good sweater, a damn good hockey sweater. Vegas has got a badass setup. The white, the gold, the slate gray with the knight helmet. Oh, so cool. So I'm pretty excited for Seattle because Seattle's got quite a history up there, quite a hockey history. So I'm excited to see, you know, the new uniforms, and I'll probably get a t-shirt. But hey, I already wanted to go to Seattle just to visit because I love the rain. And the city seems fantastic. But now it's time to shell out the cash because I want to go see a hockey game in Seattle. But what I will go over in the next episode is the process of the expansion draft and what... Basically, what players are selected or allowed to be taken by the new team, and the fact that Vegas does not have to give up a player because they are so young. So, that will be on my next podcast, which will be coming in the next couple of days, probably. But as usual, I love speaking to you all. You're all fantastic people. I have been Laces Out Finkel, per usual. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Laces Out Finkel and on my new Facebook page, The Space Laces Out Finkel, all one word, space show, The Laces Out Finkel Show. If I haven't sent you an invite already, I apologize. I will send it to you as soon as possible. If you have some friends that you think would like this show, make sure to send them an invite to my Facebook page. I appreciate what you do for me. Also, don't forget to visit my patreon.com/lacesoutfingal account. I'm going to restructure it soon. Don't worry. And lastly, just super, super grateful to Mike, the guy I met yesterday, for allowing me to go to the Stars game in a suite. Fantastic time. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm going to come up with a nickname better than Finkel Matter because you guys are much more than just a little bit of Finkel Matter. So have a great day. Treat each other well. Love one another. And I will talk to you next time.